I'm Greta. I've got something to tell you. I've carried this secret for a long time. I've never told anyone about it until now. It happened quite some time ago, in a different era. Not everyone was wealthy back then. Some people didn't even possess a telephone in their home. But people trusted one another and could rely on neighbors more than they can in these modern times. They were good days, or perhaps maybe that's just my rose-tinted spectacles. Whatever they were, I always look back fondly on my memories of those times. It all started when my husband Michael moved abroad. Work was scarce, and we had a young family to take care of. Really, there was no other alternative. The long-term plan was for me to follow him with the kids once we'd saved enough money. I was in my early 30s, quite attractive in my day, I'm told. We dressed feminine in those days. No hipster jeans with thongs and tattoos. We wore skirts and blouses and silk stockings. I guess you could say they were classier times in some regards. We looked and acted very proper, but we had the same yearnings and desires as youngsters today. I found it very difficult when Michael went away. Even though I knew he was doing everything for us as a family, I felt abandoned, lonely, and terrified of losing him. He wrote to me, sending home money sometimes, but it was hard for us to talk on the phone. I didn't have a phone because we couldn't afford the expense. So I had to prearrange a time to talk with my husband and then ask my neighbor next door if he could call me on their phone at that time. They were good people and always very obliging and willing to accommodate me. I think they felt a little sorry for me. So did I. Sometimes at night, I cried into my pillow, yearning for him to hold me tight. God, how I missed the father of my children. I also had very strong sexual cravings. They worsened over time, and masturbation was only a very temporary relief for me. Afterwards, the cravings always came back, harder than before. My neighbors had two teenage children, a girl and a boy. The boy, Johnny, was 19. And the event that I want to tell you about took place. He was developing into quite a handsome hunk, and in my sexually frustrated state, I fantasized about him from time to time. His hard, young body, and that even harder young cock while I masturbated. Little did I know that he had spent a tremendous amount of time masturbating to me in his formative years. He also confessed that he once stole a pair of my silk French knickers from the washing line so that he could feel them against his cock. He had spied on me, sunbathing in my backyard, and one time my bikini top fell aside, revealing to him his first glimpse of an adult woman's milky white breasts. I had no idea, of course, what a little pervert he was. I only found out about all this after the event took place. I had a very close connection with my husband, Michael. I'd always found his voice extremely sexy, a real turn-on, perhaps even a fetish. For me, it was something akin to oral silk. It's difficult to explain the effect. The first time we ever spoke, I knew I had to have him. Since he'd been away, we talked on the phone every second Sunday. The kids were at their grand's house, so I had some me time. I usually found myself masturbating a lot prior to our call, but I never allowed myself to climax, knowing how much more powerful the climax would be if I waited until after I'd heard his voice. Typically, after our call, my panties were soaked through with my discharge. It wasn't that we talked dirty. It was simply the sound of his voice that I found so compelling and sensual. It stirred me erotically. It reminded me of being with him. On the day in question, I was scheduled to talk to Michael on the neighbor's phone at around 3:30 in the afternoon. He'd been abroad just over 4 months now. I arrived at the neighbor's house a few minutes early, anxious to hear my husband's voice. I had a key and let myself in. Only Johnny was home. He sat in the kitchen, at the wooden table, reading a newspaper. We chatted briefly, and I hoped he would soon leave and give me privacy, as the phone was in their kitchen, near the rear window that looked out onto the back garden. But he seemed to be without tact or compassion, and just sat and continued reading his paper, making no move to leave when the phone rang. His invasion of my privacy made me feel so angry, but really I had no right. "Hello, Michael," I answered the phone with a beaming smile. We chatted about how his work was going along, and he was delighted to tell me he was in line for a promotion. His voice entranced me, enthralling and hypnotic, so stimulating to my senses. As we chatted, I heard the squeal of chair legs moving on the kitchen floor, then soft footfalls approaching. I could feel Johnny standing close behind me, but I continued with my breezy chatting, even though it made me feel very anxious. Michael asked me if I was alone. "Yes," I lied, not sure why, but I thought it might upset him if he knew I had no privacy. I could hear Johnny breathing behind me, and I felt very uncomfortable. As Michael chatted excitedly, I suddenly felt fingertips lightly touching the bare side of my neck on both sides, moving downwards just below my earlobes. The touch felt like a static shock. I was so furious. I wanted to turn and slap Johnny hard across the face. My heart beat hard in my chest, but still I ignored him. I didn't want to have a scene with Michael on the other end of the phone, and to be totally honest, his touch made my pussy ache in a very pleasing way. I felt a churning sickness, such a deep, aching desire. His fingers slipped delicately over my shoulders, touching me through the light fabric of my white short-sleeve blouse. I foolishly thought I could ignore his stupid antics. His fingertips moved downwards along my upper arms till he reached bare skin again. It felt ticklish, and I felt the fine hairs on my arms stand up. Goosebumps. A shiver ran through my body. "I wish I could feel you touching me now," I said to Michael, feeling tears well up. Johnny's arms moved around me, enclosing me, his hands floating inwards from my bare arms, then cupping my breasts. He placed a gentle kiss on my neck, and I had to restrain a sigh of pleasure as I closed my eyes. "You will feel me touching you soon, that's a promise," answered Michael. I felt so confused, guilty, angry, and overpowered by arousal at the young man's loving, sensual caresses. He fondled my breasts, and I could feel his breath hot on my neck. I moaned softly. "When, Michael, when will I feel your hands on my body?" I begged. I thought I wanted it to stop, partly sickened and repelled by his actions. But when Johnny's hands pulled away momentarily, my body's desire for his touch was overwhelming. I heard him unzipping his pants. Then his hands returned to the small round of my tummy as he nuzzled close to me again. I felt his stiff cock pressing against my ass. I need you, I gasped huskily, almost on the verge of tears, a mix of self-pity and urgency in my voice. His two hands moved on downwards, coming together on my mound as I parted my legs. I know how it feels, baby, whispered Michael in hushed, consoling tones. I crave you so much it hurts. Johnny tugged at my skirt, pulling it up, revealing my sexy white silk slip underneath. His hands moved underneath it, moving up and along my inner thighs, over the stocking tops as he pulled my skirt and slip up to my waist. He pulled my panties down just enough. I leaned forward, bending my knees a little. I felt his cock spread my tingling wet gash. It hurts me too, I whimpered. God, how I need you. I felt him enter me and then let out a soft sob of pleasure as his strong young cock rasped dryly against my wet tunnel. Johnny was whimpering now too. With three quick thrusts, he burrowed deeper into my pussy. His hands on my hips, long fingers splayed across my tummy. He let out a small, high-pitched cry of ecstasy, and I felt his cock twitching and convulsing as he squirted his hot, milky load into my deeply aroused tunnel, his body tensing and his breathing loud and rapid. He smothered himself into my shoulder in an effort to contain the noise. Shit. Fuck. I needed more. That's when I had a moment of inspiration. Michael, make love to me on the phone. Tell me what it feels like when your cock is inside me, I begged. Actually, Michael, what I really want is for you to fuck me. Use me like your whore. Let me set the scene for you. I'm standing at the kitchen sink, preparing dinner, when you come home. You're hungry, but not for dinner. You come over and take your woman. As I told Michael what I wanted, I was busy contracting my pelvic floor muscles and gently rotating my hips, squeezing and massaging Johnny's flaccid cock back to life, slathering my thick juice all over him. My movements and dirty talk soon got him fully hard again in no time. He started pumping inside of me. Michael's voice was so sexy, his tone so soft, dulcet, as he masturbated and described how it felt sliding his cock in and out of me. I felt myself transported to another reality, a parallel universe, my fantasy coming to life. It wasn't Johnny fucking me now, it was entirely Michael. His cock felt so bone hard, yet covered in such soft, smooth, sliding skin. The only things that existed in my world now were Michael's sensual voice, the utter joy of his beautiful cock in my starving cunt, and the sensations of his hands on my body. It felt so real. I could literally feel my husband's cock fucking me, his hands on my body, inside my blouse, squeezing my breasts, as his voice washed over me with his sweet sexual filth. He told me how my pussy felt warm and wet and gelatinous on his big, explosive torpedo cock, and his breath was hot on my bare neck. Oh, Michael, I panted. My desperate hunger for him was finally being satisfied. At last, such wonderful, glorious release. Such profound pleasure. I never came so hard in my life. My body bucking and twisting with the sheer strength of my pussy's contractions. My orgasm flooded me as I cried, "Oh, Michael! Oh, Michael!" over and over, my juices discharging heavily onto his wonderful cock as I basked in the elation of his incredibly sexy voice. When the orgasmic ripples finally started to abate, I returned to reality with a bang. Here I was in my neighbor's kitchen, being fucked, leaning against the worktop by their teenage son. It wasn't my husband's cock I had just come all over. It was Johnny's. I felt so dirty and cheap. This was so wrong. I was a filthy, cheating slut, loving the feel of his cock as he rammed it into me. I was using him to fulfill my desperate, yearning needs, fantasizing about my husband. Well, he used me like the slutty nympho from next door. Who was I actually betraying here? My husband? Johnny? Myself? It was so wrong. So nasty. As intensely potent sexual cocktail that turned me on so much. Yes. Yes. Fuck me, I growled. All I know is that his pounding, beastly cock, jackhammered into my cunt, felt so good. I never wanted it to stop. Michael's voice seemed to fade, but I could still hear it as my diminishing, orgasmic waves started to grow intense again, in tandem with the rhythm of Johnny's strokes. Oh, yes, I cried. Wave after blissful wave crashed through me, each one more insistent than the last. I trembled, a quivering wreck. My knees buckled as I collapsed on the worktop, bearing down hard on Johnny's divine, surging cock, impaled in helpless ecstasy as another deluge gushed from my overwhelmed, spasming cunt. Michael's soft voice stirred me from my sex-crazed stupor. His words, "I want to come into you," resonated inside of me. In the same moment, I felt Johnny tense, a coiled spring. He was moments away, only driving forward now, hardly pulling out at all. For the first time, I realized that I was the object of obsessive lust and desire for two men in a single instant. They were both about to come for me. A switch flicked in my mind. My two worlds seemed to collide. Reality superimposing itself on fantasy, the physical and the spiritual. "Come into me," I whispered. It was physical, extreme orgasmic shock waves streaming from my pulsating clit as Johnny's cock thrummed deep into my pussy. It was spiritual and soulful, a river of overpowering emotions, love, guilt, craving, and desire, all crashing through a dam in a total release. I burst out crying, sobbing hysterically into the countertop as Johnny's big torpedo cock exploded in me, his hot cum spraying freely into my gushing pussy as I wept uncontrollably. And then it was all Michael again, his voice soothing, shushing me, telling me everything was okay. His cock felt like part of me now. Our tissues bonded, our bodies as one, no longer separate, now Siamese twins. I no longer had a cavity, and he no longer had a cock, just two asexual bodies joined at the pelvis. The tears and sobs kept pouring out of me as Michael's voice gently reassured me. He said he loved me, and it would be okay. For a moment I was complete, a perfect moment, happy and totally at peace. And then I felt severe pain as Johnny began to pull out, slowly ripping the bonded skin of his cock from me. "I'm so sorry, baby. I have to go now," Michael's sweet voice said. "I love you," as his cock slipped out of my bereft, aching cunt. I heard a click, then the dead monotone of the disconnected line. "I love you too," weeping softly into the countertop. Johnny zipped himself up. He pulled up my panties, covering my leaking cunt, fixed my slip into place, then pulled my skirt back down, as if fixing my clothes would undo the damage. I lay there, distraught, trying to stop sobbing, as he returned to his newspaper. I sniffed loudly and stood up, buttoning my blouse. I turned and walked to the table where he sat, my heels making clacking noises on the floor. He didn't look up, pretending to read. I placed my index finger under his chin, tugging it upwards. He looked up into my eyes, and I pulled my hand back and then released a hard slap against his cheek. He looked down, embarrassed and deeply ashamed. I stood for a moment in silence, then tugged his chin upwards again. He looked afraid. "My kids will be in bed asleep by 9 tonight. I'll leave the back door unlocked," I said hoarsely. His eyes wandered downward over my breasts, boring into my mound and deep down over my legs. I turned and walked slowly towards the door, my hips swaying softly. I could feel his eyes burning into my ass. I just knew he would fuck me again tonight. I couldn't wait to feel his cock inside me all night long.